타야 타오메마네 마모노 예소하 타야 타오메마네 마모노 예소
Now the four immeasurables in English one time. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. I turn to page 37, and on the bottom of the page you see four measurables chanting version. So we'll chant that one time in Tibetan, and then if you have the white binder, it's the words by the music notes. San Chen Tam chant the two mantras at the bottom of page. Chan Rezig's mantra eight times. You see Buddha of Great Compassion, and then Green Tara's mantra seven times, and she's the deity of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om tare tu tare tu
re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu
re so ha.
Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Om dare tu dare tu re so ha. Om dare tu dare tu re so ha.
Their story. Okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes. And Geshe-la will lead us in the Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer on page
98. Good morning. First we set up our motivation, then a few minutes silence meditation, okay? Okay. Sorry. Okay. I don't know how to say it now. we already talked generosity and ethics. Okay. Today I would like to talk about patience. The patience has also three types of patience. And patience of the disregarding harm done to you. And the patience of the accepting suffering. And patience of the accepting hardship. And put the teachings into the practice. Okay. And patience is very, very important and has a lot of benefits. We always think about benefit of practice patience. I think that's very important. If we know benefit of the practice patience, we will do the practice patience. For example, like, you know, businessman does business, right? Because they knew future, they have advantages and they have benefits. Therefore, they does business. Therefore, if we know new benefit of practice patience, we will do any practice patience. Okay. Therefore, if we do practice patience, then we have few enemies of this life and next life. Now, our enemy from before will become friends. Then also we practice patience, we have a lot of good relationships. Then our relationships are continuous and smooth. Like, for example, relationships like marriage and friendships not break up. Okay? Our relationships will be stable if we add it out of kindness due to the practice patience. Our relative will have strong relationships. We will have enjoy met in our life and feel happy. In our life, we have seen a lot of happiness and unhappiness. If we practice patience, then we have more friends. And if we feel everyone is our friends, then share things of our communities, we have a lot of physical happiness. Not only that, we have also inner happiness and happy mind. It's clear? It's very good. Then, if we spend our life participating, we will rejoice at end of our life. Think that we spend our entire life trying to benefit others, be kind and nice. Then we will have no regret when we are dying, because we spend our lives well. We help other people, right? Even if we have not developed renunciation through our this life, by having practice patience, a lot of benefit next life. Okay? And if someone harms us, look down us, don't get angry. We will have a higher rebirth, also our body will be beautiful and we will be surrounded by kind people. We will have wealth and powerful and we will be respected. This all come from patience. I think this is true. Like, you know, whenever we see like some people, very peaceful, very beautiful. We want to talk to them, right? Also wants to around them. But some people looks very angry. Then we don't want to stay around them, right? I think that's true. Then when you practice patience, think amazing benefit of this practice. Okay? Then there is a test called 37 Practice of Buddhist Power, composed by Justice Thomas Lambeau. This book is very similar, this one. And it's really amazing. Okay? I will going to read this few verses. Maybe I'm going to read Tibetan. Chikila going to read the English. That's the better. Okay. Do you have this one?
I have. Okay.
Remember, they have three types of patience. The first, we are talking about the first type of patience, patience of the disregarding harm done to you. Okay. The verse number 12, the Tibetan said, Satan de che wongi dagi no tonche tugo tu den yunayo. Li don luche dis gewa no telangawa jasi lale is. Wow. It's really wow. Yeah. Can you read this one in English?
Even if someone out of strong desire steals all your wealth or has it stolen, dedicate to him your body, possessions, and your virtue, past, present, and future. This is the practice of bodhisattvas.
Yeah. Like, for example, let's say there is someone that really wants to santi. We have, and he sent someone who comes, he said, to take santi from us. When that happens, if we do not get angry, but instead we practice patience and dedicate all our prayer to that person who is trying to harm us. This is the practice of patience for the bodhisattvas. It's amazing, right? This very difficult for us. The bodhisattvas practice always like that. If we do practice like that, we are becoming familiar, overcome. Okay? Then I think I have one story here. I already tell you a few times this story. Close my hometown, Eastern Tibet, they have very, very famous, knowledgeable, humble one Rinpoche. The name is Zapata Rinpoche. I think some of the you already hear his name. He's very, very famous. He's from Nyingma tradition. Okay? He went to the teaching some part of the Eastern Tibet, little distant from his home. His home or monastery. The traditionally, we are offering after teaching, like, you know, yaks. You know yak?
Yeah.
And horses. The horses, yaks, the transportation long time ago in Tibet. Okay. Then they put in a lot of cheese, butter, even meat. Okay, they offering for, traditionally, and Rinpoche. Rinpoche all bring this coming back to his monastery. Some people wants to rob him. Okay. Then robs before the left, he give advice. They have two way. Don't go this way because my students coming to me, meet me. Then know you, they will know you. Rob from me, you have trouble, caused your trouble. Please go this way, you are more safer. He said, that's the true story. Okay? Therefore, many people do similar like that. Not, we just give one example for him. Now, second one is like verse 14. 14 say, Gashi dala manye nansu pa, tonsu chapa drupa shena yon. Shombi seji la yu tenyi chi, yete jeba jasi lale yis. That's also wow. Can you read, please?
Even if someone broadcasts all kinds of unpleasant remarks about you throughout the 3,000 worlds, in return, with a loving mind, speak of his good qualities. This is the practice of bodhisattvas.
That's really good. I read English, Tibetan, he read English. Okay. That means like if someone is jealous and competes with us, competes with us, if they criticize us or spread rumors and gossip far and wide. If we don't respond in anger but instead try to praise their positive quality, this is the practice of Bodhisattvas. Actually, Bodhisattvas like us, but their practice like that, they become a Bodhisattva. Also, we can do too. If we practice like that, we are becoming also Bodhisattva. Okay? Now, the 15 is Roman do you wish Ngashi ki tsuni dhishi tsinye manayon dela gihishi jin dhishi ki kipandova jasi lale is the fitting one. Fitting.
Though someone may deride and speak bad words about you in a public gathering, looking on him as a spiritual teacher, bow to him with respect. This is the practice of bodhisattvas.
In front of many people, someone saying something harsh, but we never respond. Also, we think he is showing us kindness by showing us our mistake. This is the practice of bodhisattvas. That's true. That people who love us never give chance to opportunity to be patient. They're always nice to us. Therefore, if we are be elated, we have to practice be patient. Without those people, we don't have chance to practice be patient. Right? Yeah. If we think about that, it really makes sense. Now 16 say Tibetan Dagi Pajit Chepi Shui Mi Dala Dashtawa Shenayo Nechtabi Bala Majida Sabatsawa Jasi Lale Yis. That's also really amazing. 16, yeah.
Even if the person for whom you've cared like your own child regards you as an enemy, cherish him specially, like a mother does her child who is stricken by sickness. This is the practice of bodhisattvas.
Like, if we think of someone like our son, teach, give material things and so on, but turn his back on us and treat us like his enemy, never respond negatively, but think that ignorance is devi, these actions continues want to help and love him. And through the practice, patience and love. This is the practice of bodhisattvas. And now 17. Rando nyoba wo mebi shiwo yi. Nga jiangwo ki nye ta xie na yon. Lama jinda ki bi danyi ji shiwo le ba jasin la le yis. That's also wow. Can you read, please?
If an equal or inferior person disparages you out of pride, place him as you would your spiritual teacher with respect on the crown of your head. This is the practice of bodhisattva.
Yeah. If people who are low and education and so on look down us or treat us badly, we never look down on them and we think those people are our guru. And there is so much kindness that comes from the guru. If we think like that, that is practice of bodhisattvas. That's the truth that what I said. Those people give us so wonderful opportunity, practice be patience. Okay? I think now we have many of them, but until here, first part of the practice of patience, now, patient of the disregarding harm done to you. Now next one is patient of the accept suffering. Okay, that's very important for us. Like the go back to 13. Dala nyapa chuse mejen de kongla dagin go che shena yo ni ji onge te de banu dala le ba jase la le is. Can you read this one?
Even if someone tries to cut off your head when you haven't done the slightest thing wrong, out of compassion, take all his misdeeds upon yourself. This is the practice of bodhisattva.
Yeah. Say you are innocent and someone torture you through your compassion. You wish to take on any result of this negative karma from your torture. All the negative result you wish to come to you, not to him. It's amazing, right? But there's many people do. Like, for example, like, okay, my teacher tell me one story. And 1959, Chinese come over to Tibet, took our country, and destroyed many monastery. That time, in my home from monastery, has one Sina monk. Then some of the Chinese people, he tried to upside down. Tie that, then, you know, upside down, then torture him. Then torture him, then he says something. Then they think he criticized to them, they torture more torture. Then they have one translate. There was one translate, then ask the what he said. He's saying same thing like that. Like, you know, he said he wished to take all any result of negative karma from his torture. All negative result wish to come to him, not to them. He just pray. That's true. Like, you know, even though he has a lot, like, you know, suffer, but he also dedicate all his positive things for his torture. Like, yeah, many, many wonderful people. He have a lot of people like that. Recently, I already mentioned a few weeks ago, maybe. One of state here, one of the state in the United States, they have young Tibet couple. Young Tibet couple. And they are 2 years lovely son somebody killed. I think accidentally. But they have a lot of suffer. But they said, okay, we love our son, this and that. There's a karma, but we are Buddhists, therefore we all, like, you know, say something good for the who is killer. I mean, like, you know, so many wonderful people around here. Also true. That's not a long time ago story, recently story. Okay. Then also, like, you know, another story, that's very good. Long time ago, in Tibet, one village has one great monk. People respect the monk, whatever they need, they ask the monk advice. Okay? And he was popular among the village. Then one day, a young girl got pregnant. Did you ever heard this story? I think somebody already heard. Okay? That's good. Then the parents asked her who is the father. The girl would not tell during her entire pregnancy. Okay? The family continues to ask her who the father was, but she would not answer. When the baby was born, the girl said the monk was the baby's father. What do you think? Then the parents were so angry, of course, so angry with the monk, and they told the whole village that the monk was the father of the daughter's child. Then village came to the monk and were angry with him. The monk did not respond but continues to do his practice. The family give the baby to the monk. He took care of it, continues to do his practice, but he had a lot of difficulties because he used to whole village support him. Now, this supporter hurt. Therefore, he had a lot of suffering. But after 2 years, the daughter was feeling bad. She had lied and she told her family who the real father was. Then, at that time, the parents went back to the monk and found the baby to be healthy and well careful. They took the baby back into their family. In the beginning, the monk did not say anything when he was accused. After the family came to take the baby back, knowing the monk was not the father, again the monk did not say anything. He simply continues to do his practice, same throughout. See, somebody like, you know, do anything they can accept, but they did not respond. Okay? Make sense? This story. also there is like commentary to one vision of learning by Pauka Rumbuche, the called liberation in the palm of your hand. There is in taking about practice of accepting suffering, Pauka Rumbuche say, what Pauka Rumbuche says, not one should you be unattached to the happiness, but you should also regard suffering as form of adornment and use it as a medicine. Whenever you are beset by suffering, while enduring ascetic practice for the sake of Dharma, when sick, when beset by unasked for enemies, or even when suffering in a nightmare, turn them all into things that will help your Dharma practice. It's clear? What Rinpoche said like that. I think if we are suffering or in a difficult situation, we can remember that we are having this suffering now, and it will save us from suffering in the next life. For example, if someone is expecting to die, but instead simple lose a finger, and he is happy to accept this loss of finger to save his life. Like many, also, surgery is suffering, but we can accept this suffering because save our life, right? And how about exercise, walk off, and running? It's also difficult, but we can accept. We have to good health. We need good health. And how about the tattoo? Right? If make tattoo is not easy, right? It's hurt. But people can accept. Because if people get the tattoo, then they can show very beautiful tattoos. Like even weather is very cold, they don't have to wear clothes. I'm just teasing, sorry. Similarly, we practice patience, Dharma, we do prostration, make offering. All of this is not easy, but we have to think. If we do this now, we will avoid future suffering. When we are suffering, we have to think about the good quality of suffering. Okay? Then also liberation of Paulo Hand, Pauka Rinpoche said, something like that. Can you read this one, please? That, yeah. The very similar.
When you experience suffering, think, this replaces the suffering that I would otherwise have experienced in the lower realms. This ought to make you happy. Suppose a man who was to be executed has had his hand amputated instead. He would rightly feel happy about his escape. Also, one can put up with the suffering of being bled or having a moxibustion in order to pacify the sufferings of an illness. So when you undergo difficulties for the sake of Dharma, think, good, this replaces much suffering in the lower realms. At such a time, recall the good qualities of suffering. Engaging in the deeds of bodhisattvas tells us, the good quality of suffering is that it removes arrogance through sorrow. One develops compassion for beings in samsara, avoids sin, and rejoices in virtue.
That's better, right? She reads better than I read. Okay, now, passion is opposite of anger. Anger is worse, affliction. The generally, the, like, you know, for example, like we have three poisons, like anger, attachment, ignorance. Generally, attachment is not good. Sometimes it's like attachment yourself, your family, your kids. Then you want to be there good. Then you do good. Okay? Sometimes attachment is okay. But generally attachment is not good because attachment always bring anger. Whenever you attach your things, your family, the anger always come to, oh, don't worry, I will take care. Anger always come. Then always cheat you. Whenever you did something, anger ready to say bye. Then after you're angry, you say something, you do something, after that you embarrass, right? That means anger always cheat you, okay? Anger is like, you know, wars and affliction, okay? But then also like anger always hurt the both sides. I always give example like, you know, five ball. If I throw you, you're not hurt, right? If you throw me, I hurt. I'm just kidding. I throw you, you hurt. You throw me, I hurt. That's like five ball. Same like anger. Anger always like destroy both sides. Therefore, we always give example anger like, you know, the Buddhist philosophy, be like, you know, when you being sting you, hurt you, also is going to die. Okay? Like, when I was jury this summer, on the time, I hurt here very like, you know, suddenly was the ouch. Very like, you know. Then I do like this, one B, okay? Then the whole day is uncomfortable, pain. It's like slow. Then after go back to Geshe-la's brother house, I look at the mirror. The being's half body is still here. Like, you know. Therefore, like the being still us, also is going to die, right? Also hurt us. Therefore, in Buddhist philosophy, always like, you know, example, anger is being, because being going to hurt both sides. Okay? Then, mostly anger comes from two things. One way is physical, someone hit you, someone destroy your things. The another one is person who you don't like, they are becoming successful. That's true. I think Yeah, most anger is come from this way, this two way. Shanti Deva said, this two way. And the first one, you have to think, whenever someone hit you, maybe with a stick, okay? And you are actually hurt by stick, right? But why do you hit back to person? First, your pain is not removed, right? Second, why you stick instead the stick, the person? It's not make sense, right? Then say, it is cause pain for someone else. Also, what do you think, like, hit the stick instead of the person? You think the one who hit you is the cause. But if you think about it, the person who hit you was motivated by three poisons: anger, attachment, and ignorance. Cause hit somebody. It's like many people, it's really hard to, it's like, you know, understand. But if it's really you think about that, they have also, like, you know, have something. That's Shanti Deva said, chapter number 6. Then he said like that, okay? Anyway, in another example, when we clap our hands, the sounds come from both hands, right? With only one hand, there are no sounds. Similarly, the stick would not hit us if we did not have our body. So we also have some responsibility when someone hit us because we have body. Make sense? Okay. Also, when people we do not like are successful, why are we unhappy? Our unhappy does not affect their ability to be happy or successful. Our unhappiness does not affect their ability to be happy or successful. And our unhappiness destroys us, not the person we do not like. That's true, right? Especially when we practice bodhicitta, when think that we want all Mother Sinje beings to be happy and free from suffering. If we wish those who we don't like to not success, this is the opposite of bodhicitta. So when we think negatively about those we don't like, we should immediately try to change our mind. Even though we don't like are still our Mother Sinje beings. Okay? Then, there are so many downside of be angry. Downsides of be angry is, like, for when we are angry, we don't care. When someone us is suffering, and we don't think about other people suffering. We try to deceive and cheat others. We say harsh word and can hurt many other people. When feel angry, we forget the good quality of loved ones and see them as ugly and unkind. Over and over again, we think always feel unhappy because we see our loved ones in negative way. I think that's very important. We say harsh words. That we always have to say, watch our mouth. Because we say something outside this, we cannot take. If we give money and things, sometimes we can take back. But we say something word and we cannot take back. It really, like, you know, destroys many, many friendships and hurt many peoples. Therefore, it's very important. Then, uh, When we are angry, it is difficult to be calm. This makes it hard to sleep, and if we do sleep, we have unpleasant dream. Food loses its good taste. When all our energy goes toward the anger, some of our channel get messed up, and this can lead to depression. Okay. And the Shanti Deva said, that's, I think, good for us. Weight lose and loss of its present vision or our fortitude. Weight lose is good for us, right? If you want to weight lose, then be angry. I'm just this. And whenever we are angry, we don't think about kindness of others. Our mind and heart become heavier, and we have more worry. If we are angry, more difficult situations come into our life. Then such as heartbreak and heart attack, yeah. People who practice patience look very peaceful. Everyone wants to talk with them, what I said before. When people angry, then took a look ugly, patience make us look good. The result of patience is attractiveness. The attractiveness is very important to help others. I think that's true. Therefore, I'm trying to not be angry. For example, if you are angry for 1 hour, you lose 60 minutes of your happiness. And for the amount of time you are angry, your heart throbs harder, pounds harder, and blood pressure is increasing. And many untimely deaths occur due to the anger, due to the heart attack, and so on. Many people die not from sickness or old age, but due to the anger. Now, participation is very important because it's opposite anger. Anger is its worst reflection. Anger can destroy year of positive merit we have to create. Okay? The participation lead to the ultimate goal of enlightenment and also day to day. There is benefit of calm and mind, happiness and joyful life. Okay. Now how about Dombro is not here. He wants to he mentioned me last week, okay. Then after that, then maybe guru of the people discussed about patience. Then what is your opinion and this and that in let to talk some people opinion, he said. Maybe it would be better to do this.
So break into groups and talk about
yeah.
minutes and then report
back? Yeah. That's good, right?
And maybe I'll just remind again the three types of patience that might help the discussion.
Yeah.
So disregarding harm done to you, that was the first one. And then the patience of accepting suffering and the patience of accepting the hardship when putting the teachings into practice.
Yeah. Every this profession has three types of, each of the three types of, for example, generosity has three types of generosity. like giving material things, giving Dhamma, giving freedom from fear. Similarly, ethics, patience, joyful effort, and concentration, and wisdom. Each one has three types. Okay? Then how about make group, talk about your opinion. Then if you have questions, anything, then somebody give you answer. That's good. Okay? Okay. No, that's cheating, yeah. Okay. It's very good. Everybody loves to conversation here, right? Looks everybody. Yeah. Okay. Everybody want to say something?
Did any questions come up in your group, or was there something from your group that might be interesting to share with everybody?
Elise.
So in our group, we talked about how when you are impatient, regardless of the kind of the one of the three patiences that you talked about, for every second that you are impatient, it's stealing your happiness. Like Geshe-la said, you know, if you're angry for an hour, that's in 60 minutes that you're not happy. And that's really a profound thing. You know, who wants to waste an hour being unhappy? And then another thing about patience, regardless of the kind, is that when you are practicing patience, it's keeping you from creating further harm. When you're being patient, you're going to not have harmful words or actions or even thoughts. And then the other thing is that when you are patient, it really develops in you your sense of interdependence and compassion. So for example, if somebody cuts you off on the highway, if you have patience with that, you start thinking, well, maybe that person is having a medical emergency, and then you can develop some compassion for him. So it helps you in that way as well.
So I've noticed one thing about myself in trying to find, you know, patience and loving kindness to people, that I actually find it easier to offer that up to like a stranger or somebody that I don't have strong feelings towards, more so, seems like it should be the other way, more so than people who are very close to me. And I think that part of that is because, of course, you've had more experiences with them, some of which negative, that kind of build up. And then you get those stories in your head. And even though you're trying to show patience, you're like, oh, I'll show patience, but then they'll do that thing again. Maybe my children. I don't know. But, you know, I do feel that, like, my goal is to show patience and kindness and love in all situations, because I know it's stealing my happiness. It's stealing
those moments of my life that I can't get back, kind of a thing. So I just thought it seems like it should be easier to, like, show that patience and kindness to the people you love most, and sometimes those are the hardest ones. That was me. Thank
you. Okay.
Okay. I just want to say that I'm really happy to be here. I moved to the Raleigh area about 2 years ago, and I had a sangha back in Massachusetts, and it's taken me a long time to find a place to come. And I'm feeling a lot of gratitude just to be here today.
Okay, welcome.
One of the things that came up in our group was it's when just events are going wrong, when it's hardship, it's kind of easy to access that thought of, well, this is my karma ripening, and so I can accept it. And it's a lot harder when somebody's doing something to us to also remember that that is our karma ripening, because we think it's that person's fault and not...
Okay.
It's still karma. It's just harder to remember that.
One thing I struggled with a little bit was just the thought of myself and how I am, and I tend to want to protect people. And if someone was trying to torture my family or something, or me, and I wouldn't be able to protect my family when they're done with me, I guess, I would have a very difficult time just accepting that, and, you know, I would want to protect myself and stop the threat, I guess, you know. So I was just curious what you would have to say about that.
The His Holiness Dalai Lama said, we have right to protect ourselves, okay? That's very important. So if you think about point of the Buddhist view, like there's so many like discourse, then some people say, if somebody want to kill you, then what you should do, okay? Then His Holiness Dalai Lama said, try to, of course, you have right to save your life, right? Our life is very important, all of us, very important, our life. Therefore, there have two things you have to think. First one is like, you know, you have right to protect yourself. Second one is, if you let kill somebody to you, then how they create the negative karma. Therefore, the better to like you run away and maybe like you try to like maybe, I don't know how to say, like, you know, the break their arm, like something, like, you know, you can do so many ways to, you can do, right? Therefore, his answer like that. Like, they have also one story, the many lives before Buddha's life. Then he and 500 business people with their like goods, we can say goods on the ship, okay, cross the maybe country long time ago. Then one bad guy wants to kill 500 people, and he wants to take everything. Then there's one of the Buddha's life before he became a Buddha. Then he knew that this guy is going to kill everybody and take all the things. Then he going to save 500 people, and he going to kill the guy. Because he think, if I not kill him, he going to create a lot of bad karma for... Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Talking about that.
Yeah, okay.
That story from a monk,
Devals visited this year.
Yeah, that's the, like, Buddha's life story, one book we call Dontoli. I don't know how to call it in English. That story about death. Therefore, like, you know, what I say, you have one right to protect your family and yourself. Then other things you can, if you, the other people let do that, then they create a lot of bad karma, better to do something for them. Yes. Yeah. So not only yourself, also you care about the other people harm you. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
If there's no other choice.
Yeah. The other,
and
no choice.
You know
choice.
That
yeah.
there's no other choice.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's okay now. So I think, like, you know, if you learn be patient, is very, like, you know, becoming your life is smooth. Like, I have one story that long time ago, because I'm also impatient and not good, but I learn a lot doing the in the monastery. When I first came here, after 2 years, and Geshe-la let me go to vacation and Zuri. Then he buy all ticket, everything, anyway. Then sometimes, of course, we all, like, human mistake a lot, right? He mistake, like, you know, the buy ticket. Then when I return to U.S. in immigration, they stop me. Then immediately they call to police. Make me scared. Anyway, I'm not scared, but, you know, I can't speak English. I can't speak Germany, anything. I only can speak Tibetan that time. Then he take me his office. The police asked me, do you know why I stop you? I say, I don't know. Really, I don't know. Okay, then he explained, you stay here 1 day extra. And therefore you have to pay. Then he explained it to me, but I don't understand. Then of course my passport say I was born in China. Therefore he bought in Chinese. The, you know, I say, I don't know Chinese, but I'm not Chinese. Okay. Then he bring me English. Then I say, I can't read English neither. But tell me what happened. Then he said, you have to pay. Okay, I'm happy to pay. Then also I asked, if I'm not pay, what happened? He said, you cannot come back to this country. Then I said, I love this country. I will come back there. I pay. Then I pay, I can go. Okay? There are another things through Brazilian couple. Same thing situation me, but the yelling, say something very bad word, they are like jumping everywhere. Then I thought, because that's for my patient. If I'm impatient, I do same thing them, but make more unhappy. Okay? Therefore, try to always be better patient, so really, really help our life go smooth. Now, another story, okay, Genova and me, that's a funny story. We went to the, one of our member, surgery, shoulder. Then I have to go visit his wife because we have to do so many things. Then I told Genova, better to be buy one flower, we, like, you know, American way, traditional, we follow, we buy for flower. For him. Then we parked there, we went to the Whole Food, because Whole Food is on the way, he's home. Buy flower, then we come back. Then the young mother take one baby she carry here. Then she bring one young, maybe 3-4 years old. Okay. Then, but we are very hurry. We park, like, you know, car park, inside the lane, not outside lane. We park inside lane, but our car is a little bit banged. Okay. little bit bent, but in that lane, okay. Then we took 2 minutes. We come back, the lady carry the baby, taking one baby and push in the car, shopping car. Immediately she said, "That's your car?" I say, "Yes." Then she start yell. She yell. She says so many bad words. Then again over told, because this is during the summertime, we park the car, the under the car like water come, right? Because of the air conditioning. Again over don't understand. He think, "Oh, she's nice. She told us like, you know, under the sun coming." I say, no, get in car. She's like, you know. Then we back up car very slow, because otherwise Sandy Torch is not good. I know already her, like, you know, attitude. Then after we back up, we turn right. Suddenly she take off the camera, take photo my car. They make me very upset. really upset. Then I told Genova, "I'm going to stop car," says auntie. Then Genova suggest me, "Look at her face. Do you really want to say something?" Then I think this is truth, but it's still uncomfortable on the way until the gate, like, you know, their homes. So I hold in my hand, why she does it there? Why she do it there? So many come in my mind. Then I told again, "Oh, that's not good. I'm going to throw it away. Otherwise, they make me sick." Then suddenly, I told him, I did not think anything about that. Good. Otherwise, still I'm whole about that. Then so many questions come to my mind. Why is she doing that? Why? We did not anything for her. You know, so sometimes that happens. That time we really need, like, you know, even 1 second patience is good for our life. 1 second. One second. Therefore, I request to you, whenever you go, not one here. Happy like that situation, try to be patient. The His Holiness Dalai Lama said during his, like, you know, birthday, then he said, "I don't need anything gift, but I request to you, whenever you're angry, remind my face." He said, "Whenever you're angry, remind my face." Therefore, whenever you go, whenever you stay, people who are going to make you angry, think about he is the guru. She is the guru. That's, this book said. Anyway, thank you so very much. Thank you.
In the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 246. And in the white binder, just go to the back of that same page with the prayers on it, and we'll read the dedication from Master Shantideva's Bodhi Karyavatara. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Just a couple of three quick things. One is we need a couple volunteers to take down the water offering bowls and gather up and clean the Sangha beverage dishes. Also a reminder that next Sunday is when we go off daylight saving time. Be sure to set your clock an hour earlier. If you don't, you might get here and nobody's here. And you can enjoy that extra hour of sleep. Another 60 minutes of happiness. And then I just want to acknowledge an accomplishment of one of our members here. Hemant Pandya he's been a member for a long time, and he has just been approved by FPMT to be one of our Discovering Buddhism teachers. This involves not only completing the entire Discovering Buddhism course and all the practices and meditations and exams, but also doing a lot of extensive personal practice. So we're very glad to welcome you to our stable of teachers. Thank you, Hemant.
And it's the last Sunday of the month, so every month we try to, when we can arrange it, have Sunday tea. So our hospitality coordinator, Vivian, is out there with a really awesome something pumpkin soup, something fallish. And so please stay, just have a little snack, chat. It's very important. Geshe has asked that we spend some time getting to know each other, because that's part of our practice, too, to get to know each other, and it deepens our practice because we recognize how much we actually care for each other when we're together. So enjoy. That's it.
Next Sunday, a week from today, in the afternoon from 3 to 5, there's going to be an interfaith prayer service on the theme of A Season of Sharing. It's going to be held at the Hindu Society of North Carolina in Morrisville and Aviation Parkway. There's details on our website about it. There we'll have 8 different faiths represented, Baha'i, Buddhist, Hindu, Judaism, Islam. It's really awesome. Thank you. Oh, and very important, thank you. starting on this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week, November 1, 2, and 3, our precious Geshe Sangpo will be creating a sand mandala, a green Tara sand mandala for peace and healing at Elon University. It's about an hour and a half drive, but it's well worth it. The opening ceremony is on Wednesday at 9 o'clock. The closing ceremony is on Friday at 3 o'clock. And if you can come for any part of it, you are very welcome. Again, there's details on the web.